We get into this conversation on a weekly basis. We focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. This morning, we speak with Sanja Forte, Executive Director of Baxter Community Center, about their holistic approach to providing services. And of course, joining the discussion, WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. It is a weekly segment, part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. So we're going to rev it up a little bit, Sanja and Steve, because of Pledge. So Sanja, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being back on our morning show. Steve Chappell, set our scene.
Yes, good morning, Sanja, and good morning, Shelley, and to all of our valued morning show listeners. Shelley, we are blessed and privileged to be administering a multi-year grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, and just as critical as the funding that they provide so we can do the activities is their vision. And that is a worldwide vision to help create more equitable communities, including right here in Grand Rapids. And as everyone knows, we're blessed to live in an area that really values everyone's life and tries to make a more equitable and thriving lifestyle for everyone. But unfortunately, that's not always the case. And so we are approaching our work in two ways. We've hired an inclusion reporter, Kylie Ambu, and you can hear all of her work on WGVU Radio and TV. And we're also honing in on inequities in the community by working with leaders of color in Grand Rapids under our Shaping Narratives brand, where they are producing content with and for their communities that we're taking back into the community to have change-based conversations. And with over 35% individuals and families of color in Grand Rapids, unfortunately, it's not an equitable environment. In fact, as the Kellogg report on the business case for racial equity points out, unfortunately, the average white child in Michigan is born in, the average child of color in Michigan is born into a path of poorer health, lower educational attainment, fewer employment opportunities, and greater involvement with the criminal justice system than the average white child. That is a Alterm Institute and Kellogg project report from 2015, updated in 2018. So when we look at the Baxter Community Center that truly is doing God's work with the services they provide to address some of the social determinants of health that really prevent everyone from having that that equitable and healthy lifestyle. So we're very, very excited that Sanja has joined us this morning to talk about their important work.
Let's get into our conversation. Sanja, would you describe your mission, maybe an activity or two, and who do you serve?
Definitely. So we serve a little bit of everybody in Grand Rapids. Primarily, we say our immediate neighbors in the Baxter neighborhood, which is geographically the smallest neighborhood in the city of Grand Rapids. But we have folks, because of the wide range of services, being our holistic health and dental care, early child development center, mentoring programs, food and clothing pantry. We're able to serve folks from all over the county, actually. And when you talk about our mission, we are really out to create opportunities for our neighbors so that they can have the choice of the quality of life that they desire.
Steve.
Yeah, Sanja, thank you for that that description of some of your activities. And for our listeners that aren't familiar with the Baxter Community Center, the services you provided really have a holistic approach to try to get at some of those areas that prevent a perfectly healthy lifestyle. And those include, like you said, the Child Development Center, the Health Center, food, youth mentoring, really all of the day-to-day needs. With the COVID pandemic and racial unrest and political upheaval, it's really put the spotlight on some of the inequities and disparities in our area. And I believe many of the wonderful families that you serve are on the front lines. They are the ones that are working in stores, providing health care services, yet live on an income that is oftentimes far lower than in some other areas. So what has the Baxter Community Center done to really address these disparities and inequities? Have you done anything different during COVID-19 to address these things?
So I think the first thing that we did was we chose to stay open. The only program that altered in how we offered it was our Child Development Center. During those first 2 months, we closed that down, but we did virtual learning with the students. But what we did is, when you look at our food and clothing pantry, most food and clothing pantries in the county are restricted based on address, things of that nature. And so we took that restriction off. We made it available to anyone because there were more people trying to navigate access to food during that time. We switched over to or added telehealth as an option for our holistic health center. And towards the end of summer, we opted to add a virtual classroom for students whose parents had to return to work, because a lot of times, again, when you're talking about those frontline workers, they don't have jobs where they can work from home. They still have to go in every day. They still have to be exposed. And then they have children who are now in a virtual learning situation. And if they don't go to work, they lose their jobs. And if you lose your job because you didn't go back, you don't get that COVID extra unemployment, because it's not due to COVID. It's due to you not going back. So we created an environment for students to land so that parents wouldn't have that additional hurdle.
How many staff do you have at the Baxter Community Center, and how many families do you serve?
Staff, we sit at about 36 people. At most times, we fluctuate a little bit during the summer. When you talk about families, that's probably the most complicated question anybody can ever ask, and we're still looking for a way to properly quantify that. So we serve about 425 families in our food and clothing pantry each month. We have about 50 families in our Child Development Center, and we have about 1,200 patients in our holistic health clinic. So somewhere there.
You know, and some of the description you just provided, if we break that down and think about it, it almost becomes overwhelming for many people when you're dealing with having to run off to a job, putting yourself in harm's way, quite frankly, with the COVID, and then having children and not having the income to afford maybe the best transportation and access. So when you kind of peel off the layers, it is quite a lot to deal with. Do you provide any mental health services or counseling or connect people to help kind of just get a grip on all of this? Because that can impact all of us.
So we're a part of the Urban Core Collective, and through that initiative, there are six agencies in the Urban Core Collective, one being Family Outreach Center. And Family Outreach Center has partnered with us for the last several years to help us offer counseling services for patients and our neighbors in general. And right now, with everything going on with the pandemic, we're looking at how we can possibly expand those services. Do we need to offer grief counseling groups? How do we serve people, and how do we give them a chance to kind of heal and recover?
Right. Because when we talk about social determinants of health, that's not always talked about. But it's not just getting to the doctor if you have a primary care physician and the insurance, but it is public safety, you know, having a safe place to live, an environmentally sound or friendly place to live, a job to go to, just that economic security. And quite frankly, you know, bias and racism factors into this. So when someone has to deal with so many things at once, that just speaks to the critical work that the Baxter Community Center does.
Doing a critical conversation with my guests on the line. Good that you are here. Of course, WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, and you, Sanja Forte, Executive Director of Baxter Community Center. Oh, we still have another good 4 to 5 minutes. Steve, I'm going to ask you to share information about the rich content website of BCC.
Yeah, and thank you for asking, Shelley. All of our listeners can learn more about Baxter Community Center by going to their website, and you just key in wearebaxter.org. Again, wearebaxter.org, and you can find out about their mission, their services, any upcoming events, and probably ways to connect with other organizations that Baxter partners with. So, yes, that's wearebaxter.org to find out more about their organization that's headed by Sanja Forte, who we're pleased to be speaking with this morning.
But Sanja, what else do we need to share before we ask for your final thoughts? I trust there is future work of BCC happening as we speak?
Definitely. We're gearing up for the summer. One of our big focuses is going to be kind of a learning enrichment program for students. So we know students have had a really rough year. We're looking to do some partnerships with Friends of Grand Rapids Parks and some other organizations to provide, again, a place for students to safely land and to continue learning, but in a fun way that's not tied to a screen for a few weeks over the summer. So that's our biggest thing on the horizon, and really activating Joe Taylor Park and building relationship with our neighbors and getting folks out in a pleasant and happy and fulfilling space.
How can our community help you move into this 2021 successfully, even more successfully?
Of course, monetary donations are always welcome, but folks partnering with us to do programming. One of the biggest things that you see is a lot of the extra programs and opportunities aren't brought into our communities, and we want to make sure that we have all of those opportunities. And so if people have programming or access to programming, we'd love to partner with them.
Wonderful. You. Okay, before I throw it back to Steve and then throw it to our colleagues to talk about, well, how WGVU raises its funds, where do we find out more information, Sanja?
Of course, as Steve said, wearebaxter.org is our website. You can also follow us on Facebook, and we are now on Instagram at Bax, B-A-X Center. That's our handle there. And just ask a friend and find out. Come and visit us.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Sanja Forte, again, on behalf of Baxter Community Center Executive Director. Thank you. Steve Chappell.
Yes, I just want to echo that, Shelley, and thank Sanja Forte with Baxter Community Center for helping us educate all of our listeners and ourselves about the important work they do. And as your mission says on your webpage, Baxter's mission is to be a Christian response to human needs, and all of the critical day-to-day help that you provide families certainly is God's work. And, you know, we just thank you for the work you do, and please keep us informed of any ways we can partner with you to help further that work. If any of our listeners have missed any part of this interview with Sanja Forte of the Baxter Community Center, just visit the WGVU Radio webpage a little later this afternoon under Mutually Inclusive, and you can listen to this interview in its entirety.
Wonderful. Both of you have a great weekend, and we'll catch up soon. Enjoy your days.